like, you know. All right, so can we welcome with another joy in your heart? No, we're not done. You are ready for round two. Are you ready for round two?
Yes, sir.
You people here, you're not ready for round two. Are you people here ready for round two?
Yes, sir.
Wow. You people in the center, too, you're not ready for round two. Are you ready for round two?
Yes, sir.
You see, your mate. All right, so can we welcome Pastor Yewande? And she gives us the word.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We're so grateful for the word that you gave to us, knowing our identity in you. Lord, we are grateful. We are so, so grateful. Father, I ask that you grant me utterance into your word, that as I speak, your word will be made manifest in our hearts. There will be conviction in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I feel like Chisom has done the whole work, and she has said everything. But, you know, there's always word for, you know, the Bible is large. The word is always there for everyone. So today we are just going to be reading scripture. And I believe that the Lord Almighty has spoken to you in the charge that we had. And I believe that we are going to start doing the word, being a doer of the word. I'm not going to be doing no capping like Chisom. So don't sleep. All right. So we're going to be reading the whole of Philippians 4. And I just want us to enjoy the read, enjoy ourselves as we read the word of God. So let's open to Philippians 4. All right. Are we all there? Philippians 4. All right. It says, therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy. Well, before I continue, I just want to thank Pastor Kenneth. Thank you, Pastor Kenya, for this opportunity. Thank you, my team members. I'm grateful, and I thank God. So Philippians 4 says that, therefore, my beloved and longed-for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. This is Paul talking to the people in Philippians, just, you know, like his letters to them to say, my beloved brethren, and his joy and crown. Now, this crown is not the crown of kings, or, you know, the one that the king put upon the head of anybody. That's not the crown. The crown actually is the crown of running the race. Paul has labored on the Philippians, and that's his crown. His crown is that they are in faith. Do you understand? So that's his crown. That's why he's saying, one of the crown of the team, Glory Realm Teens Ministry, is that we are seeing everyone burning on fire, like for fire for God. That's our crown. That's Pastor Kenneth's crown. That's his joy. He wants to see. The reason why we keep coming every Saturday is to make sure that you are changing, you are knowing your identity, and you are doing the word. That's going to be the joy. When we see you outside, I want to see you on fire. When you are in school, I want to see you still be on fire. Pastor Kenny wants to see that thing in you. So that's what Paul is trying to say here, that my joy and my crown. He's saying that, so stand fast in the Lord. Stand fast in the Lord. He said, I employ, how they pronounce it, Udia, and I employ Sinchi, to be of the same mind in the Lord. Now, when I was studying this particular, I was wondering why he was imploring them to be, those two women, to be in the same mind. I think from what I studied, it was that they had quarrel. And, you know, the Church of God, you can't have quarrel. So he asked them to be of the same mind. And that's how we all ought to be, of the same mind with one another. Like when we speak, it should be, during when the anointing came upon Acts, like the people in the upper room, they were all of the same mind. And when they were speaking, it was just one person that was speaking, but it was one voice. You understand? So that was what this particular Pat was talking about. He wanted them to be on the same, of the same mind. And he said, I urge you also, true companion, help these women. That's you, Udia and Sinchi. He's asking others to help the women who labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow worker whose names are written are in the book of life. Now, this is the word that has really... There are two words that have really stayed with me throughout this week. It's like, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. There are storms. There are a lot of things happening in Nigeria right now. There are a lot of things. It's a hard saying to say you should keep rejoicing. Chisoma said Valentine is coming. TikTok people have started doing their own. Gifts, people that are selling gifts are saying... Let me tell you something. The gift, they are packaging gifts. If your boyfriend is not buying this, he's not. Is he a boyfriend? Is he supposed to be called a boyfriend? They've already started doing iPhone 12, iPhone 4. In fact, as of recent, I found out that it's iPhone 15. That's how I'm unaware of what's happening in the world. I just saw somebody, I said, what kind of smartphone is it? Say it's iPhone 15. I said, 15 is out. I said, wow, I never knew. We were still in ancient. So, but, you know, it's something that you have to stamp it in your heart and say, I will keep rejoicing regardless of the situation of things. That the scriptures has already told us to rejoice always. It didn't say rejoice sometimes when situations are good. It said rejoice always in every situation, in good, in bad. Paul is like a master of someone who can, he's the one that can tell us this, and because he went through a lot. And from there, he was able to tell us that you can, if I can do it, you can do it. So rejoicing always. School fees is not available. Rejoice always. The day I saw you, what did I tell you? You were looming. You were like, well, as if, no, the world has come to an end. I said, what happened? No school fees. Is it school fees that is making? I had to encourage him and say, rejoice, be happy. Be joyous that you don't even have school fees. Now you know what to go and tell God. That, God, I need, like, help me. When you are rejoicing, God knows that, hey, this is my child. This is my child. My child understands the idea, like who he is. You have to rejoice because when that thing comes, because it will, at the end of the day, it comes. When it comes, what will be your report? I was sad, he came. Or I was rejoicing and he came. Which one will you, do you want? Because at the end of the day, it comes. Why heck that you are stressing about? You will soon pass WAEC. I know some people say it takes them 10 years. That was not your portion. But they will still pass the WAEC. JAMB, you will still pass. University, you will still go. Why are you stressing? Why are you stressing? When I was praying with the teens yesterday, and I was telling them that as you are in university, enjoy the moment. I keep telling young people, enjoy the moment that you are in right now. Because we are telling you to read the Bible. You are doing strong ed. You are saying, it's boring, it's boring. I want to read novels. There will be a time that you will be begging God, that God, help me to understand the scripture. I want to read. I don't want to sleep. I'm telling you. Because that time, that's when you need. But when you are able to arm yourself with a lot of scriptures, you're able to arm yourself with a lot of word, that every, no matter the situation, when one situation comes, you say, what happened? No. I know the word of the Lord. He said, by his stripes I am healed. Why? You have to be able to know the scripture. Start taking the word of God. Start reading it. That is the only way. I'm telling you, it's the only way. That one, what Chisholm put it in number 5, is number 1 and 2. Prayer and reading of the word. Number 1 and 2. When you hold on to it, it would help you in trials. It will help you during, James said, count it all joy when faced with various trials. You will be faced with various trials. And that's where your capacity... Sometimes you may think, ah, why am I the one going through this? My brother and my sister, if you hear another person's story, you will thank God for your own. The sadness you are feeling because of what you are going through. When you hear somebody... When I heard one person's story, I rejoiced though. I said, my own not reached that one. What happened? Maybe I used to be sad. I would say, I don't have mother, I don't have father. When I hear, I don't have mother, I don't have father, I don't have any family, I don't have this, I am sick, my kidney, my eyes. She mean my own is just mother and father. It's okay. I'm rejoicing that I don't, you understand? It's not something to be happy about, but I'm still rejoicing. You understand? So that's what Paul is saying. He said, rejoice in the Lord, not rejoice in yourself, because you yourself, you cannot, sometimes you can be rejoicing and tears will be in your eyes. You'll be rejoicing and you'll be like, oh Lord, I thank you. You'll be crying, but still rejoice in that thing. Rejoice in the Lord. Like, ask the Lord to strengthen you and give you the joy. Says, let your gentleness be known. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Let your gentleness be known to all men. I think I went to check. There's a part I wrote. Okay. Let your gentleness. Now, what is gentleness? I went to check the dictionary. It's okay. What exactly? When they say let your gentleness be known to all, is it like I should be doing like this? No. Yes, that's part of it, but, you know, I listed out a lot of things. Say, let your patience be known to all men. Let your softness be known to all men. Let them know people. Let people not see you and say you are hard. Let people not see that. I had a friend that I could not speak to. I had to pray that, Lord, take this friend away. Because I'm walking in love, I'm praying that, Lord, help the friend. As a friend, did not want to be helped. I said, Lord, I had to say, Lord, and of reason, the friend told me to get out. That I should get out. I'm doing church too much. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Because I prayed for you. You know how to receive prayer. I will get out. You understand? So let your patience, let your softness, let your patient mind. You know, there are two things now. Your patience, that's long suffering. People will offend you. Let me just tell you now. Pastor Kenny has thought about offense. Papi has thought about offense. People will offend you. You just have to understand who you are and know what God has deposited in your heart. Love. Walking in love. And sometimes walking in love is discipline. To tell somebody that what you did is very bad. And I want you to understand it. If the person is gaslighting you, what is gaslighting? I think Pastor Aremo, somebody talked about gaslighting during our switch time. Gaslighting means I tell you what is wrong with you, and you remember all the bad things that I've done. You know, I say, hey, who are you? The things that you did. First of all, listen to what I told you. Then you now, you know, think about it, repent from it, and say, okay, I think this is what hurts me too in conversation. I hurt you, you hurt me. We apologize. We said to it. But if you throw the person and say, what about you? Hey, the thing that you did yesterday, do you think I've forgotten? Do you think this? And you actually told the person, I forgive you yesterday. You now start remembering, that's gaslighting. When you are not accepting what the person is telling you. So in this gentleness, there is modesty. Let your modesty in every area, in your dressing, in how you eat. You talked about it. How you eat is important. Sometimes I check Instagram and I'm seeing people doing reel of how they eat big bowl of pizza and they are rushing. I'm like, that's not modesty. What exactly? That is gluttony. That is bad. Your patient mind, modesty, forbearance, forbearing spirit, magnanimity, mindness, yieldingness. So these are the things you have to show. You can check the dictionary. Check what gentleness is. So you can begin to work in that aspect of your life. People, when you say, I carry the identity of Christ, what do you want people to see? There was one time I was praying. I had to pray that God change my aura. If my aura is bringing bad friends, if there's something in my mind that, you know, there's a way you think. You say, as you think, so you are. So you sometimes you may think that you are thinking something good. Well, actually, there is one place like that you want to keep that God will not see it. But God is actually seeing. That thing is actually showing in, like it can literally show in your body that this is who you are. And you will begin to attract how you think. It's just, I don't know what to call it. You attract how you think. The way when you check bag on Instagram, they will bring vendors to you. You check, when you check one fine boy on Instagram, they will bring plenty boys to you. That's the same way. Whatever your mind is just like that. Whatever your mind thinks, you begin to see. There was one time I was checking one car. I can't count how many times I saw that car on the road of Lagos. I was like, is it that the whole Lagos people bought this one type brand new or what? But it wasn't just that. I think there's a movie that I watched talking about how you can hypnotize somebody. They show you a number, 77777. They show the person 7 on the lift. Somebody, they played a song that the person was singing, 7777. By the time the person was supposed to play the game and the card, the person picked 7 unconsciously. So if you are not covering your environment, your atmosphere, how what you listen to, what you see, what your eye is seeing, your mind is already arranging all your thoughts. I'm telling you, your mind, the way Instagram brings option for you, your mind brings a lot of, it begins to condition you based on what you have seen, what you are reading, what you are hearing. So you have to be able to condition your mind. Tell your mind that I will condition you. Yeah. So he says, let your gentleness be known to all men. And for example, now, when Jesus Christ, you know, the adulterous woman, the woman that was caught in the act of adultery, when she came to meet, when they brought her to Jesus and they wanted to stone her, Jesus showed her gentleness. Like, he showed gentleness to her. He showed her kindness. He showed that this is who I'm, not like every other person. This is who I am. That's the same thing. When someone brings their flaws to you and they tell you, this is what I struggle with. In fact, I want to beg you, my brother and my sisters, don't chastise people anyhow. When they bring, like if somebody is struggling with anything and they bring it to you, don't chastise because you are the next person. The fact that they brought it to you, devil is looking at, they are looking at your own like this. So all you just do is, first of all, help the person, bring the person. If the person is someone that you cannot bring out, pass the person to pastor. Always learn to defer. Sometimes when anybody brings something, I used to defer. I take it to my HOD, take it to my pastor. I don't want a situation, but I can't handle something. I'm not doing strong head that I can pray with you. I can pray for you. I'm the next person that they will be praying for because I don't have wisdom. So you need to have wisdom. If it's something that you need to pray, if it's your friend and you see that, okay, I have the capacity to pray with you concerning this thing. Pray with your friend. Help your friend to come out of it. Because during our prayer retreats, one of the members, she testified of this. And she said that one of her friends came to tell her that, this is the sin that I have committed. She was like, what? How can you do that? How would you do that? You are supposed to be strong. You are this. She said it didn't take 1 month. She fell into the same thing. In fact, her own was worse than what the person did. That she could not go back to tell the person that, he catch me too. So you have to be able to learn. Like, you have to ask for wisdom. What I do is when people come to talk to me, as you are talking to me and you say, Holy Spirit, help me. What do I say next? What do I say next? I'm telling you, that's what I do. Sometimes when I'm looking at you, I'm like, Holy Spirit, talk to this person out. Even if I don't say anything, I'm just nodding my head. Let your word be. I'm telling you. Because sometimes it's just listening. Some people, you just listen. You don't necessarily have to contribute to what they bring to you. It's just they want someone to listen to them. And you just say, God will be with you. God will keep you. That's all. Some people, you have to say, ah, what you did is bad, but we need to come out of this. We don't want you to dwell in this. You need to be delivered from. That's it. That's there. He said, another one is, be anxious. That's chapter 6. Be anxious for nothing. Did he say for one thing? He said, be anxious for what? Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to who? Let your requests be made known to who? So it's a, be anxious for nothing is actually a command. It's not an option. Like, it's not one of the options that they give to you. It's a command to say, don't be anxious. Like, I went to check, what are the things that you can call? I didn't write it. Okay, I did. Now, when you say someone is anxious, what does it mean? One is a feeling. All this, I don't feel like going to church today. Feeling like my feelings, I'm just, like, I feel worried. I feel tired. I feel, you're anxious. Showing of worry, nervousness, like you are nervous. They tell you to come, you know. Those things are real, though. Those things are real. If I give you mic now, the last summer academy, just that I said, I asked question and I say, if you don't say anything, you will come. Hey, God, you need to see how everyone was talking loud. I say, if you are not, your voice is not loud, you will come outside just because they don't want to come outside. But when somebody is here, you are sleepy. You should know that you yourself, you cannot even, you have not mastered coming out to hold mic. So when you are seated, you are supposed to be praying that, Lord, help this person that is holding mic to not fall. Because I think I've heard of one story. I don't know how true it is, but there was an elder in church was always saying the pastor is boring, the pastor is this, the pastor is that. By the time they gave the elder mic to preach, the man fainted. I don't know how true it is, but, you know, it was a story that I think someone told me also. Well, you know, you just have to come. I know some people have some things they do. They will go and do breathing, breathe out, breathing, breathe out. I'm telling you, even the musicians you see, they go to this backstage to do breathing, breathe out, just to take away that anxiety from them. Because it's not easy to meet a crowd. It's not easy to talk. Like the way some people's faces are strong. Anxiety comes in different areas, in different places. In during exam, you want to write exam, you want to do the, you want to. What was I even thinking about yesterday that I had to tell myself that, calm down, calm down. Okay, I had not finished my to-do list. And 5 o'clock, I've meet me. I had to tell myself that, calm down, calm down, calm down, calm down. It's only one thing you did today. You should achieve something. You did one thing, you now sleep small. You wake up, you should achieve something. I'm telling you, I had to tell myself that, calm down, calm down. Don't be anxious. Don't stress yourself. So you have to be able to tell yourself, your soul, not to worry. Because the scripture says, do not be worried. And how did God, let me just read everything. Uneasy about something with an uncertain outcome. Like you don't know the outcome of something, but you are worried. How will that worry solve the issue? So you are eager to do something, very concerned. You are concerned about something, but you don't have the solution. So don't be anxious. And how did God say we should do it? He said, by everything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. Prayer is our communication to who? God. Just go to God. If you don't have solution to something, what do you do? You go to God. Ask God. What is supplication? Supplication is a request. Scripture says, ask and it will be given. When you ask for something, it will be given. But don't ask and miss. Like, don't pray and miss. There's a way you can pray. Father, Lord, I thank you for today. I give you all the praise. Lord, I sincerely need admission to university. I know you are working it out for me. I know, just the same way Jesus Christ said, it's your will. Lord, do it according to your will. though it's painful, but do it according to your will. See, I know you are working this out. My parents don't have this now. Lord, I know that you are prepared, because I know who I am. I know that you have called me to priesthood. I know that I'm a wealthy person. I know prosperity is all around me. I will be the change that my family needs. Lord, I know I may not see that change now, but Lord, I know that that change is coming. And before it comes, Lord, everything I need to do in this season, prepare me for it. Train me for it. What are the things, what are the areas that I need to work on? So that when money comes, you have said it in your word, that money, sometimes when money comes, it will fly like bird, like it will carry you. When money comes, what are the things I need to uphold? What are my principles? When you begin, those are the kind of prayer. That's when you are making supplication, or you are praying for someone's healing. That's supplication. You are asking for a request. But your prayer, your daily prayer, because Lord says in your secret place, go to your secret place, pray, but in the open, he will reward you. And he rewards, when God wants to reward somebody, God does not used to look at the measure. It's not one derica of rice. No. The way God used to pour out blessing. Ha! If you are not careful, if you didn't train yourself throughout the journey, it might sweep you away. Yes. Just a joke. I saw one video that a pastor went to lock. It's a skit anyway. So went to lock the shop of somebody. He say, Shebi, you thought, say, if God bless you, you go to serve God every day. Shebi, you know, for 3 Sundays now, you know, come short. Oh, yeah, close this shop. So it's just, I'm telling you, when God blesses, so that's why some people will go to UK or Canada. They see, that means your prayer point has been electricity, social amenities. That was your good road. That was your prayer point all the while. But you were deceiving God that, Lord, I want to serve you. No, your prayer point was just social amenities. Because when you go to the UK, you can't pray again. You see light 24/7. You see snow. You see... Amina, it's no more Amatan. You see snow. Your prayer point is no longer, Lord, I want to serve you. You don't pray because you have seen the things that your soul has always desired. That's why God that knows your soul. You can't be rah, da, 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 da. Yeah. It's only God that we know. In fact, there was one skit. I don't know why I'm watching a lot of skit. The girl was praying. The guy now said, Lord, answer this prayer. He said, it's tomato that is in this girl's mind. How should we go to market and buy tomato? But the girl was sweating. So God knows the thoughts in your heart. So you just have to come. Just come clean. Don't stress yourself. Don't waste 1 hour praying and you prayed in vain. That 1 hour, you can use it to go and sleep. It's better you go and sleep than you pray and nothing happens. You are not seeing answer to your prayers. So you must what? In everything, even to the smallest thing, anything you desire, whatever change, whatever thing you want, even if it's biscuit 5 naira, you can pray to God and say, Lord, 5 naira biscuits. Pray, ask God. Don't deceive God and say, Lord, it's you I desire. You desire God. Well, you also, supplication, you request that, Lord, as I desire you, make this also work out so that when people see me, I can be a blessing to this person. I can use my money to pay this. I can do this. That's what me I requested for. And I got it. And I was so happy. So you make your, learn to pray. Learn to pray. I've already said 10 minutes. I can stay on this learn to pray to myself. I'm talking to myself and I'm talking to you. You get it. So let's learn to pray. All right, let's move on. You say, and the peace, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. This is not peace of mind, though. It's not peace of mind. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Yes, peace of mind is part of it, but there is this type of peace that you can experience. Just like when the storm was disturbing them when they were on the boat. And peace be still. That kind of peace where storm everywhere don't scatter, everywhere don't red. And you're like, well, me, I know. I will not stress myself because it's true. Because this thing that is happening now, I can't keep myself now. It's God that will have to, it's God that created me. Chisholm have said he's our fashion designer. He's the one that sew me. If I tear, yeah, it's God that will come and sew it back. The shea cloth can sew itself back. No. It's God that will come and say, this place is torn. I need it sewn. Sometimes he can say, I want to change the style of the wedding dress. You sew ball dress. God say, you know what? I want to change the style of that dress. And say, it's a mini dress, knee-length dress. I want to cut it. People used to cut their wedding dress and change it to, yes. So God is our creator. God is the one who molded us. And when God wants to, when God molds you, if you're a clay master, if you are someone who makes clay, I don't know what they call it now, craft and all that, you know that you can destroy it and remake something. So if God, in this season, God made you to be this kind, and God say, another season is about to open. I want to remake you. Will you say, God, no, mba, 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 mba. Leave me in that former, ha. You are doing yourself a disservice. Because God wants to change you. Yeah. It's just like you're going to university and they say graduate. You say, I don't want to graduate. That's what you are trying to tell God now. No, Lord, I love university. I love the lifestyle in university. I love you. No, some people used to love university. They don't graduate. 10 years, 15 years, they say they just like a university environment. They are like the ogre in university. Like Capon. They just like the name master. Master, just want to be in the university environment. Just be like, they can't think of, they don't realize that they can be master outside university. Like they cannot, their mind cannot comprehend being a master outside university. So you have to surrender, actually, that's the word. Surrender yourself to the Lord to make you, mold you, remold you. Because the scripture says, when you bear fruit, you have your fruits, right? You've done gentleness, you've done meekness, you now have your fruits. God has said, ah, well done, my good servant. Now, I want to add 5 more. That 5 more is like pruning. They are pruning you. And pruning is not sweet. Pruning is not sweet. Because when you think you've done excellent work, God will now say, okay, in this area, I want you to change. In this area, I want you to do like this. You have to be able to, you must be flexible, you must be like a rubber for God. When God turn you like this, I'm there. When God turn you like, that's when God says, go this place, you are ready to go. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so this is one scripture that I really love. And I think when I did my birthday, like 7 years ago, a friend of mine wrote this scripture for me. And ever since then, the scripture has just stayed in my mind. It says, finally, brethren, that's verse 8. Yeah, we said from verse 7 says, and the peace of God we've talked about, which surpasses all understanding. That's beyond our capacity. The kind of peace God can give you. It's beyond what you are thinking about. It's not just go and sleep, you have a good night. No, it's a lot of things. So it will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Say, finally, brethren. Say, finally, brethren. So turn to your neighbor and say, finally, brethren. Say, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, what does it say? Meditate is just thinking about it. When a thought comes to your mind, and this, I read it, I think 2 days ago, again, and I was like, I had to say, okay, let me practice it. So every thought that came to my mind, I'm like, is it true? Is it lovely? Is it noble? Is it thought pure? Is it of good report? Is there any virtue in what I'm thinking about? Is it praiseworthy? It's not. My friend, get out. Yeah, that's how you deal with your thoughts. That's how you meditate. When you are meditating on things that are not true, you have to bring the word of God and say, no, I put these thoughts under captivity. And I say, no, these thoughts, why? Sometimes when I see somebody sick, what devil does when and this is to me, when I see somebody that is sick, devil will say, you are the next, you will soon be sick. No. I will not be sick. That's not my portion. You have to talk to yourself. Sometimes you have to scream out loud and say, never, no way. These thoughts, get out. I'm telling you, it can be that practical. Because sometimes those thoughts, they can be like, that's why sometimes when I'm passing by and I listen, and I didn't consciously listen to that music. But when I get to one place, I'll just hear myself singing. It was I and Jumoke. We were walking at Okeagbe. And they were playing one olden day song. Two of us kept quiet. We didn't see anything. We were talking, though, but we kept quiet. Guess what we were doing? We were playing the song in our hearts. Jumoke just said, I will not lie. I'm singing this song in my... I'm telling you, we just had to look at ourselves and say, we're singing it. I say, you too, you are singing a song in your heart. I say, me too. I will not lie, I'm singing a song in my heart as well. So you just have to, at that moment, thank God she had to quickly say something because she needed to stop the song. She said she wants that song to stop playing. So she, I won't lie. This song is playing in my head. I said, me too, it's even playing in my head. I just kept quiet because somehow you'll be enjoying it. You will not, and sometimes the whole day can go, you playing that song in your head. Your mind just wasted. It was useless that day. You were not able to think of something useful. Where you could think about something lovely. Who doesn't want to think of something? But devil wants you to think of something useless. Sometimes you can ponder. Me, I have my own dealings. It may be you. I can tell you my own dealings. I can sometimes devil can bring hair to me. And I will be pondering on the quality. It's silky. It bounces. Is it SDD? Is it 200 gram? What kind of... I'm telling you, sometimes I just have to snap out and say, did they use it to do you? I'm telling you, so what I do is, I can fast. Like the whole of last year, I was on fasting. 1 year of fasting. It felt like I wanted to die if I don't have one. And I had to put structure. I had to tell like two or three people that if you see new one in my head, query me. And I trust the people that like those ones, they were just like hawk. They did not let me rest. I will just wear old hair. They will say, which one is this one? Which one? That's why you have to have good friends. If you don't surround yourself with good friends, they will not help you. They were really, it was really bad that if you see two or three friends talking to me and you see me doing like this, just know that they're attacking me. You bought new hair. Who told you to buy new hair? Sometimes you'll be like, is it your money? It's my money. Why? Those are the things, these are structures you have to place around you so that your mind will not drift away. Sometimes when I just mistakenly see the eye, if I just remember Abike's face like this, I'll just close it. Because I'm not ready for Abike. I'm not ready for Bolade. I'm not ready for Bisola. I'm not ready to explain to Mamadi. I'm not ready. So those sometimes when I want to do something, I remember how many people I have to apologize to. If I want to come late, I remember I need to tell my HOD, I need to send email to this person, and then say, it's been no better that I just wake up early and stress myself. That's how you condition your mind. Praise the Lord. So let's read, I want us to open to Romans 12 verse 2. Romans 12 verse 2, if you could just help me. Are we there? Okay. They say, do not be conformed to this world, but be what? I want to hear you say, be what? By what? That you may prove what? And perfect will of God. And this is a daily struggle. As you wake up every day, what you did yesterday, That one has gone. You will start your struggle again next day. It's not struggle per se, but you start your journey again. That's why I say yesterday is gone. And today, I don't know this one very well, but every day you have to condition your mind. That's why every day when you wake up in the morning, let it be that it's the word of God that conditions your day. Read the word of God. Try your best. Let God know that you did your best. And he needs to help you. Because it's only God that can help your spirituality. It's only God that maintains spirituality. It's not your energy and everything. It's God that maintains it. But you have to bring your own quota. That means you have to bring your flesh under subjection. Like you have to tell your flesh that these are the things, these are the structures I need to follow. These are the things I need to do. I wake up by so time. I pray. I read the word of God. I heard of somebody that prays, read the word of God before he reads his book. Sometimes when I ask some children, why are you not reading your book? I have exam. I don't get it. How do you want to pass? You can't read Bible. 5 minutes. Can't even take maybe a verse and just memorize it. This. For 5 minutes. You say because you have exam. You will not exam that. Let me just tell you something. When you finish university, not everything that you use like that. Most of it you will not use. It's a real life scenario that we come to you. Like real life situation. All these pie charts. You use pie chart, but all this, what will I even say? All this diagram, biology, that they are drawing, intestine, everything. If you are not going to become a doctor, you will not see intestine. You will not, the YDX. It's only when you, maybe IT people, mathematics, if you're not going to do all that, if you're going to be an accountant, you will be counting money, like you'll be calculating, you use calculator to do something. So you need to, whatever state, that's why God is the one that crafts you in different seasons. Whatever season you find yourself, morph, be able to change. Say when God says, okay, it's a time for studying in university, be in the university, read your Bible, read your book, pray, draw men to God. Those are what it entails. If you have a job that period, work, but balance your life. When you finish university, now you are out. Do the things that are required of you. Do you understand? Praise the Lord. Do we all understand? Say, renew your mind every day. How do you renew your mind? Praying in the Holy Ghost, reading of the word. Those two things are very powerful. Praying, I'm telling you, praying in the Holy Ghost, reading, like, I've been reading Ephesians 1 to 5, I've been 1 to 6 for a long time. And it was just one morning I enjoyed Ephesians 6. And the way I was rolling on the floor, the way I was enjoying the read. And I think Sunday school even helped me when they told us to memorize. So part of what was doing me is part of selfish, it's carnal thing that was doing me. Because I wanted to cram more than one or two verses. But as I was cramming 3 verses, 4 verses, I felt refreshed. It was a poured cold water on me. I was happy. At the end of the day, I did not do the video. There were only two videos I did. But I was, in fact, there was one time I said, I want to cram the whole of James 1. I beseech you, my brethren, comfort, count it all joy, that you may be there. I was reading James 1. I was reading it. Even Jesus' girl, they say, I want to score 50. Although I did not score it last time. It's 2-3 questions that jam me. He pained me. Because my sister scored last week, I say it has entered the family. Let me to score 50. Yes. Because a lot of people buzz me and say, it has now come to the family. I say, thank you very much. Family now. I read Shunammite woman, Zarephath woman. I was reading it. I was writing it. Elisha went to Shunem. This one went to, I was really reading. And those things, that's why you have to come to church. If you can't read, if you come to church, all this daily prayer reading that we are giving you every day, Corinthians 1, is something to help you. The competition I like doing the most is one that me and you, you are reading, I'm reading. Where did you stop? I think it was what happened in my university. Because there was a particular girl What happened is that she came to my house. She's squatting with me, but she wants to pass more than me. I don't understand. She wants to collect first class more than me. Now, my house, they stay. I'm the one that is keeping you. Where are you? So when she's reading in the night, she doesn't wake me. She will not quickly wake me. She will wake me when she has read like maybe 3 chapters. She will not say, you one day. Tomorrow is exam. I will not say, why didn't you wake me? So I figured out, because there was one day I opened my eyes like, ha! This girl is reading, oh. I closed it. And I waited till the time she will call me. This girl wants to pass. I'm telling you. So the thing is, both of us used to have the same result. If I fail, she fail. Because we used to read the same thing. Yeah. If I score zero, she scores zero. If I one day she scored zero and she called me. I said, you one day, you scored zero. I said, did you check mine? She said, I didn't check it. I checked mine. I said, God forbid, I reject it in the name of Jesus. I will not score zero. Oh, lo and behold. I had to rewrite that exam. And we were always scoring the same thing. Like, if I score something different from mine, it's because we read differently. But if we read, and we were not teaching ourselves per se, she would just say, let's read this chapter. Let's read that chapter. And we are reading separately. Maybe sometimes we discuss, because accounting, there's nothing you want to discuss in numbers. You just read numbers and all that. So that's how it is. If you have friends, both of you can be doing Bible challenge. Can say, we will challenge ourselves this week. We're reading Ephesians. You can be doing force to do. Shotika, Ephesians 1. Let me teach you. You can do all that. You can excite yourself. With all that. It has been very exciting. Like, very, very exciting for me. Like, say you never read them. I don't read them. I go teach you. It is really exciting. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's move forward. It says, where are we? I think I've moved to Thessalonians. All right. Meditate on these things. It said, the thing which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, this do, and God of peace will be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly. This is somebody that might be in prison. See, he's rejoicing greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lack opportunity. Not that I speak in regards of need to needs, but I have learned that in whatever state I am, to be content. Say, I will be content. Whatever stage you are right now, be content with it. Don't be faster than your shadow. It's good to have dreams. Yes, dream, have visions. But be content with where you are. And say, it's just a passing phase. It's just a small time. If somebody say, today, I will wear fine clothes. I will say it's a lie. If they say I will have a good job, I will say it's a lie. I remember when I cried from Ajumo, from Ishaga to Akut Ajumo. Why? No, I have transport fare. I was crying. I was wailing. Why is my life like this? Why is my life like this? Why me, Lord? Why am I suffering this more? Why? I didn't have 100 naira for just to carry me from Akute Ishaga to... Today, can I cry? Don't you think that I wasted my time crying? That would have been walking with joy and enjoy. Maybe I will even, if it's 15 naira, I will buy maybe a guguru and say, and be dancing on the road. Isn't it? Wouldn't that be profitable that I walked like that and I cried? And you know when you cry, there's a way you can cry that headache will affect, like sickness that you didn't call, you don't want will come to you. You can have kidney failure. You can have... I'm telling you, you can have a lot of things. So you have to rejoice always. In every situation, somebody say they cannot help you, rejoice and say, who will you be? You be God. God will help me. If you say you cannot help me, God position you to help me. You now do stubborn. You don't want to help me. I free you now. I rejoice in the Lord. I thank the Lord for every situation. I move on. Because that phase will pass. Praise the Lord. Says that, not that I speak in regards of needs, For I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to abase and I know how to abound. I said this some time ago about your emotions. Your emotions should be stable as a child of God. When somebody gives you something, your emotion should not be when they did not give you something. No, your emotions should be stable. That's how you should have this soberness. Like, not be sad, but be sober. Like, just have that state. Don't be too excited about things when they give you I think it was Joyce Meyer that said that she was desiring a wristwatch. And when the wristwatch came to her, the wristwatch was not working. So, but because her emotion was not so attached to the wristwatch, that she was not so, because some people, when they give you something and the thing is not working, the curse that can come out of your mouth, can you imagine? Your soul was too tied to it. Your emotion was not stable. That's emotional instability. When they give you money like this, I saw somebody, I said it before, they proposed to her, she ran mad. Why? Why did you run mad? Your emotions was in proposal. When will they propose to me? When will they propose to me? When will I marry? When will I marry? If you don't marry, Nko, what will you do? It's true. If you don't marry, what will you do? You will still be thanking God. There are some people that forget to marry. And they are serving the Lord. They are rejoicing. Because when you get to heaven, Lord will not ask you, okay, so, what time did you marry? Why did you marry late? God won't ask you all those questions. The question God will ask you is, what did you do with the gift I gave to you? Give me your report of your works on earth. I gave you salvation. Did you save people? I built your faith for you. What did you use your faith for? Did you use your faith to move mountain? What was your faith? I watched a video. He gave us all mustard seed. She said, Jesus Christ, is this what you compared my faith with? This mustard seed, this thing. And it's true. If your faith is as mustard seed, you can move anything. Don't look at the situation of things. If your faith is, just have faith in God and believe. You can move any situation. In your family, you can be the person that can break every chain in your family. And say, no, this thing, I see it, it's a pattern. It cannot continue with me. There's a pattern in my family. I've said, it can't continue with me. I don't like it. I don't want it. And I want it to out of every other person. But for me, I don't want it. You can declare, confess the word of the Lord concerning your life. Don't do it by jaman. No, declare the word of the Lord and wait for the manifestation of God's goodness. Praise the Lord. Where did I stop? I know how to abase and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry. So some of you that know how food to eat tonight, just learn it. That it's just tonight. Tomorrow morning, we are cooking fast. I use this fasting to not buy provision in the house. I thank God that I not spend money. Sometimes when I get home like this, sometimes it's biscuit I used to find to break my fast. I say, we move. We drink Fanta, eat biscuit. Sometimes I even forget. It's my roommate that will say, it's Jehon Lataro. But there are some days, 3 p.m. I won't faint. I won't die. But you just have to tell yourself, you have to condition your mind and say, actually, I can't die by fasting. I will still eat by 6 p.m. Some of you that used to arrange your food by 6 p.m., God is watching you. You would have cooked the food and say, 6 p.m., I'm coming for you. God is watching. And funny thing is, you know, before I started this fasting, I was like, 21 days. Let me eat all I can eat. Do you know that I lost appetite before the fasting? And I even told myself, okay, I've lost my appetite. After 21 days, I will go to Mega Chicken. I will do this one. I will eat. After we've entered like maybe 15 or something, I say, which eat do you want to eat? Is it that food that you are starving of food? Or what's wrong with you? So there are a lot of things. Some things, the thing that he's doing, he's doing another person. So sometimes when devil brings something to you, ask him, how many people did you pass these thoughts through? Did you tell blessing? I'm blessed to know I agree for you. You know, come and meet me. So me, I will follow. God cast you. I'm telling you, just sometimes talk to yourself that way. And say, no. This thought must have passed through Daniel. And Daniel did not agree. Isn't that me that I will not fail? No, I'm standing strong. Praise the Lord. Says that I can do all things through Christ. Who what? Did he say you will strengthen yourself? I can do all things through Christ. Who what? This fasting, we did it through who?
Christ.
Who? Awesome. Amazing. Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress. Now, you know Philippians. You Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving or receiving, but you only. I think Pastor Lalu was talking about giving and how to give love and how to receive love. Giving, receive. You give love, you will receive love. Don't be like some people that say, no, don't do anything for me. I want to be the one that is dispensing love. You will burn out. Give and you receive. It's just a law. When you give, you will sow what? When you sow, you will sow what? Spirally. You will receive. Whatever you sow, you will sow much more. Yeah, you will receive much more. So keep give. I'm not saying you should give in such a way, because there's one thing Mama D taught me. She said, be inspired by the Holy Ghost when giving. Don't just give because of emotions. This one needs 5,000, you send. This one needs 10,000. You will be broke. You will not have anything again. You will not be the one begging. Yes, I'm telling you. Don't just give anyhow. Then people are asking you, ask the Holy Spirit, should I give? Is this something to give? Sometimes the Holy Spirit will even tell you, before the person asks, will say, give. Give this. I want you to give this. Do it swiftly. She talked about swift heart, right? It's swift when they ask you to do something. Praise the Lord. So that you will not be investing and no returns. Even God is an investor. He wants return. As we are talking every day, every Saturday, he's expecting returns. And what's his return? More souls. So as we are talking to you, you go and bring more people. You save more people. Don't just think you want to be enjoying yourself. It's better that you have sit down, I'm sat down at home. Now come. Now that you have heard, you have no excuse to say, I did not hear the gospel. I did not hear the gospel on how to know my identity and how to bring somebody out of the claws of the enemy and tell them that your identity, this is your identity because I've been taught. So you have to know how to give somebody what you have learned. Praise the Lord. Say, nevertheless, okay, I heard that. Where was I? No church, 16. It said, for even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessity. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Indeed, even Paul is seeking the fruit that abounds to their account. That's why the fact that they were giving, Paul still wanted to see the fruits coming from them. He said, indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things sent from you, a sweet smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well pleasing to God. My God shall supply all your needs according. So sometimes when you want to pray this prayer, sometimes you just go to 19. Say, my God shall supply. Oh, no, you didn't read every other thing that the Philippians did. The Philippians did something before God said, he said, my God will supply all your needs according to the riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So don't just take one verse and pray about it. First of all, read everything and see what did they do. They presented a sacrifice that had a sweet smelling aroma, was an acceptable sacrifice, and was pleasing to God. Then God was going to supply. Do you understand? Praise the Lord. Are we here? They say, now to God, to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. I want us to just read, we're going to pray now, soon, but I want us to read 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5. And I want us to just talk about a particular thing that I read. 2 Corinthians sorry, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. It says, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of God. So every thought, you must learn to bring every thought into captivity. You must learn to capture every thought and say, no. If anxiety comes to you, how do you capture it? The scripture says, do not be anxious for anything, about anything. But in everything, prayer and supplication, begin to blast in the Holy Ghost. Say, that's how you cast down. That's how you captivate every thought. Say, no, this is what the scripture says, and I'm going to obey the scripture. So in obedience of Christ, praise the Lord. So before we pray, I just want to talk about it's just something I read when I was reading Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer for the teenagers. And she talked about state of passivity. Passivity means you are relaxed. You're very relaxed. Like, you're lackadaisical about things. The small example, they ask you to go and wash plates. You say, I'll wash it at my own time. Your own time is in the night. That means you are passive. You are not active. And it's a very bad thing to be passive in the kingdom of God. It's a very bad thing. As a child of God, as a soldier of Christ, because we are all soldiers. Yes, we say we are child, we are children, but you are a soldier of God. And being a soldier means you must be in active service. You must be in active service. When they need you to do this, do it. When you need to be somewhere, be there early. Do you understand? Let's read Ephesians 4, verse 27. Ephesians 4, verse 27. It says, nor give place to the devil. Now, if you are passive, you are giving place to the devil. Because if you are not active for God, you will be passive for the devil. You will be doing nothing, and the devil loves you. That's the devil work. And you are not meant to give place for the devil. And that's why your mind, you have to hold on to that scripture that says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is of good report, I will meditate on these things. Your mind must be active. Don't leave your mind to wander. No. Don't leave it to wander. Hold on to, like, let your mind, let it be that you are aware of what you are thinking per second. Say, I know what I am thinking. My mind, that's why you have to structure your day. Say, by this time to this time, this is what I want to do. Condition, play gospel music, play pure streams, play music, play gospel music. Let it saturate your environment so that when a thought comes, you're able to hold on and say, no, this thought, where did you come from? Who are you? How did you get here? Praise the Lord. Say, never give space, because even an empty space is a place. You know, if this place is empty now, it's a place. When you leave it for a while, dust will come, cobweb will come. You left it empty. That's why even the scripture says that they cast out demons from someone. You did not fill it up. The demon went and came back and said, even by more, a very clean place. What does it do? It goes back, picks 7 more demons, strong ones, and attack the person back. Because your place is empty. They delivered you for you to be able to fill up the space. And how do you fill up your space? Most of the things that we do it from our mind. That's why the scripture says you should renew your mind. Most of how you think, if I want to go out now, I have to tell myself that I need to go out. I have to condition my mind. I have to think of the journey. Because you don't just step out anyhow. You think of the journey. You think of where you want to go to. So you have to renew your mind. Put the scriptures, let the scriptures be your daily dose, like your daily bread. Let it eat it like bread every day. If you are struggling with reading the Bible, you have to really pray. Take verse by verse, if that's where you can start from. Don't do 3 chapters a day. Take verse by verse. From verse by verse, you can enter 4 verses, 5 verses. Before you know, you are already doing chapters. Make sure you are walking. Even if it's you crawl and get yourself out of that situation. Praise the Lord. You must be very active. Say, I am active. I am active doing the work of the Lord. I am active doing the word of the Lord. Because the lazy mind is the devil's word. A lazy mind is what? A devil's word. So don't be lazy. Be very active. Sometimes you might have body pains that can knock you out, maybe sleep. Take that rest, but don't over. You know, there's some sleep that when you sleep, you wake up tired. That's laziness because you've overslept. Like, Holy Spirit have woken you up at a particular time that the refreshment is okay. But you say, no, I want over refreshment. You now oversleep. The tiredness that started in the beginning now came back again. So please, let's condition our mind. So I want us to pray one particular prayer that we were praying. And I think I really love the prayer. And I want us to just pray it. It's in Psalm 139:23-24. Please, let's be on our feet as we pray. Psalm 139:23-24. Okay. Please open your Bible. Okay. All right. Let's read together. Search me, O God. Know my heart and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way of error. Let's wait here. Is this 23 and 24? All right. So I want you to now read it. I want us to read it again. And now pray this prayer and ask the Lord Almighty to search us, to know every anxiety. No, because the heart of man is very wicked. You may not know it until things happen to you. So you have to ask the Lord to search you in every way. Like, know the things that are making you anxious. Know the wicked things that you yourself, you didn't know you are capable of doing. You understand? The Lord, show me and help me. Lead me in the way of everlasting life. Let's begin. We can read it one more time. 1, 2, 3, go. Let us begin to pray. Man dege de borogodosh shabababababababaraga dege dege de borogodosh masizese babababaraga dege dege de borogodosh marege babababayaga dasizasagadosh. Father, search us, O Lord. Search our heart, Lord Jesus. Man de bradosese brade barade geborode sagadash aje babababababaraga de borogodosh. Every wicked way in us, Father, search us, O Lord. Man de brade barande brodoso so brodo borogodo borogodo borogodo. Marege de gede 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 erege de baragada borogodo 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 sa ara de barade sasabayato o jobro do borogodo borogodo sa ara baba 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 bayade sasayadosa azeba boto yo dogodosa azaba de barate de gede gede borogodo sa azaba tenande yadonde gedesa arege de borogodo 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 sa araga bayate negede borogodo 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 sa arega bayate negadosa. Search us, O Lord. Know every anxiety that is in our heart. Know every wicked way and bring us into the way of everlasting. Adega barate negedesha are baba 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 bayati ezege dege dege de borogodosa azabrate nande ezebredesa azabradeta azebradota 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 azebre dege dege de borogodosa araba baba 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 yagodos. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I just want us to pray this last prayer. Create in me a clean heart, Lord. I want us to say, create in me a clean heart, Lord. Father, create in me a clean heart, Lord. Let us begin to pray. Madega baragada borogodo borogodos. Aregedegedegede borogodo borogodos. Father, cleanse us in the name of Jesus. Cleanse us from every ways that are not in alignment with you. Cleanse us, O Lord. Create in us a clean heart. Create in us a clean heart. Adebra de borogodo borogodos. Azabra baba baba bayagados. Azegedegedegedegede borogodos. Arega baba baba bayagados. Azabra de baragadasi. Azebra de baragada borogodos. Ega I want to be able to come into your presence. Create in me a clean heart. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I just want us to sing this song. I'm not sure I know everything, but I carry your spirit. Spirit govern my life. Come, Holy Spirit. Show me who I am. I carry your spirit.
I carry your spirit.
Spirit govern my life. Come, Holy Spirit.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Show me who I am. I carry your spirit.
I carry your spirit.
Spirit govern my life.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Show me who I am. I carry your spirit.
I carry your spirit.
Aye, 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 govern us, Lord, and Zebra Dosa, and Zebra de Baraga de Borogodosa, and Rega Baraga de Borogodosa. Come, Holy Spirit, Manto Prodote, it's your way, we want to go. It's your way, we want to go. It's your way, we want to live. And Zebra Dosa, and Zebra Baba Baba, and Zebra Dosa, and Zebra de Gadesa, and Zebra Baba Baba Yagadosa, and Zega Deta. Show us the path we need to go. Show us the path we need to go. So what's the path we need to go? Oh, rega bayati, rega dega de borogodosa. Aya baba baba baya garos, rega dega 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 de borogodosa. Oh, govern my life, govern my life. Aza baba 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 ya garos, azebra bayati, ebre baba yati, ebre baba yato. Oh, zobro do borogodosa, mazebra bayati, ezebre de barande, rega dega dega dega, rega dega dega dega, rega dega dega dega.
Show me.